day on 4CA. John McKenzie, 1300 872 911.
I'm going to take you back just a couple of days to what was happening down there on the border between New South Wales and Queensland, Gundawindi, actually. And I talked to that gentleman called Trevor Hurl. What a character and what a courageous man to tell it as it is. So many people shy away for confronting the reality of juvenile crime and what it's doing to our lives, our families. Just briefly, I'll take you back a couple of days. Young criminals running rampant through a small Queensland border town are getting away with their crimes by crossing the border to exploit the loophole of being in another police jurisdiction. The southwest border town, Gundawindi, escalating crime recent weeks, rates of car thefts, break-ins surging, frightening footage emerging of a street fight where the group of young people can be seen brandishing weapons, including machetes, axes and crowbars. Fed up residents say the offenders are getting away with the crimes by crossing over the border. I won't go on with this. It seemed absolutely ludicrous. But guess what? They've come up with an answer that I couldn't be happy with. Actually, I've got to give credit. I've got to give credit to our Premier, Stephen Miles. He's getting a few... He's not getting a lot of support lately in commentary, and he deserves support on this one. It reads here, the appointment of this gentleman as the Border Commissioner, and his name's Ian Leavers, you know him well from this radio program, the appointment was a captain's pick by Premier Stephen Miles, who said communities on the Queensland-New South Wales border have had issues with two different administrations. Anyway, Ian Leavers will answer to Miles and work directly with community leaders to help cut through red tape. They could not have picked a better bloke. Because he tells it as it is, which is so critically important. So I just put a call through to him. I think he's on the line. Yes, he is police union president until this coming Sunday, actually. But newly appointed cross-border commissioner, Queensland, Ian Leavers. Congratulations, Ian.
Yeah, good morning, John, and thanks very much. And it's quite an honour, John, and I've certainly got a challenge ahead of me. But yes. I think it's true. Really important that people will be able to have a voice and tell me how it is. And, you know, it's, I've hit the ground running. I've had a meeting Wednesday afternoon with the Mayor of Gundawindi, Lawrence Springborg, who's certainly been very supportive, and I'll be there very shortly because I think there's no magic bullet. There's no instant solution, but I think there are things that we can put in place which can have long-term solutions, and that's about changing of legislation, as well as doing other things as well. So, and this won't just be about law and order, John. It's about the economy and many other issues. So it's a challenge I'm going to relish. Certainly there's no rest. I'll be hitting the ground Monday, and I'll be out there Tuesday. But then the border, as we know, goes from Coolangatta right out to Cameron's Corner. And there's a border up to the Northern Territory as well, and I know the issues that we confront near Camel Wheel as well, and I think there are some solutions there that we can actually try and get some good positive outcomes to make it safer and be better for the people.
Gee, you're in touch, obviously, with these matters. And the other thing that I'm really impressed with is you're not afraid to talk about them. You've just said straight away, I mean, for a commissioner on day one to fundamentally include changing of legislation, I thought was courageous.
I think it needs to be done, John, and there are models out there where you can have the term you could use would be a bubble for those living in cross-border communities, which can work. And so that's something that will need to be investigated, but I think that is an actual solution.
Yeah.
Now, when it comes to law and order, the real journey is going to be bringing the judiciary on, but if legislative reforms can be put into place, and I'll need to work with, lawyers to be able to progress that, but I think that can deliver some positive outcomes. And because what it is, it's an offence can occur, and you can be a special constable and you can act on the other side of the border. There are many issues which go both sides which need to be addressed. And they're the problems we've got in Gundawindi, and that's not too dissimilar to what happens between Queensland and the Northern Territory as well.
Exactly. Interesting you bring that up, because Mount Isa, I'm just looking at the top three crime-ridden places in the state, and we always think, oh, yeah, Townsville's the crime capital. No, it's not. Mount Isa is. They're home to 18,000 people, more than 4,000 offences per 100,000 people. Townsville, often dubbed the state's crime capital, second highest, 1,540 offences per 100,000. Cairns is third highest. You know, we're just 170,000 people, 176,000 people here. We've got 1,473 offences per 100,000. We're number three. So we're right up there. So I'm glad that you and I have discussions about this crime issue from time to time. I know your prime focus is going to be the border, Gundawindi, et cetera. But keep us in your thinking and your mind as well, Ian, because it's a nightmare up here.
Oh, will be, John. That's just initially. That's probably one of my first jobs that I will take on, but it's got to be bigger than that. And you look at the crime and the other issues, there's got to be better solutions and alternatives to what's taking place, because it is unacceptable. Mm. It is too high. And I've always been one that, you know, we've got to lock people up when they do the wrong thing. And I actually made a comment the other day where people have spoken about raising the age of criminal responsibility. That would be ludicrous. And it would be detrimental to society. But also, from my experience in dealing with youth, at the age of 10, at the age of criminal responsibility, we turn most young people around, 90% around. So if we take away that tool for us, we don't want to criminalise it. We want to give people a future. But some people, they're not going to get a future. They're going to go to the lockup. But there are things that we can do, early intervention and other programs to put in place. But border communities, they sort of get lost in some way, and I think that needs to be addressed. So it's going to be an interesting opportunity, but as Lawrence said, there'll be other agencies that will need to come on board and be supportive of this, otherwise things cannot work. But I'm going to give it a red hot go.
Well, as a union leader over those years, you've been able to bring people together from various parts of our local government, community leaders in regional areas, etc. So you've had a lot of experience at bringing people together as a team. You'll be working, I presume, under Steve Golczewski. How do you get on with him?
No, well, I'll actually be separate to Steve, but him and I have a very good professional relationship. Mm. We've always work well together. One thing I like about Steve, you know where you stand. It's either yes, no, or you can discuss it and you get an outcome, and you're not left wanting for 3 to 6 months on a decision. So, yeah, no, I'll be separate to that, but I have no doubt we'll continue to work together professionally as we have. And it's been a pretty good relationship, I've got to say, because he's one of those people, and I said it when he went for the police commissioner's job, he actually gets things done, and that's what this is about. It's about getting things done and breaking through some of the red tape.
Your years as the police union boss, the wonderful thing, I suppose, was you were available to shows like mine. You were out there telling it as it is in the media. Some people shy away from that, but you were never afraid of that.
No, well, that's, John, that's what you're supposed to do. Well, that's my view of the world anyway. It's just be upfront and honest, so people appreciate that. And whether you say yes or no, they appreciate an answer and you're being upfront. Mm. But on some issues, you've actually got to say it how it is and not sugarcoat it. And that has been the problem, John. And I think if you don't be upfront, you don't get solutions and positive outcomes. And I look at a couple of things, you know. I know up in the North Queensland Townsville's got it. We're going to get a police helicopter in Cairns. That'll be good. That is a good deterrent. It's actually had an effect in Townsville. Now, it was only, I think, 2011, we had no police helicopters in Queensland. Now I'm going to have 5, if not 6. Mm. That's come a long way. So there's initiatives like that and other parts in other legislation I've been able to get changed, and the wanding legislation.
Yes.
John, that's a game changer, especially for all public places and public transport and infrastructure. These things don't happen overnight, but you've got to keep pushing away, telling it as it is and representing people. And that's the positive I get from my members and also people in the community. They say thank you for telling it how it is, because most people are too scared. They want to be politically correct.
Yes. Really appreciate talking to you this morning, Ian. Once again, congratulations. We'll stay in touch. Thank you.
Thank you very much, and thanks for your support over the years, John.
This is a big one for us. And he's mentioned the helicopter for us up here as well. And now he's elevated to this very senior position, Queensland's first cross-border commissioner. Former police union president Ian Leavers.